All right, here we go. Hi, guys. This is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com, and this is...
Janelle Yuzinski.
And today we're going to chat about one parenting tip. So a couple nights ago, I was at the computer, and I saw this little note written by Janelle, and it said, "I love to watch you." And I'm like, a little creepy. Or is it romantic? I don't know. And then I go upstairs a little while later, and there's this note to the cabinets. And again, it's a little note there, and it says, "I love to watch you." I'm like, is this, I don't know, should I reciprocate? So then I wrote down a little note, and I put it right beside yours, and it said, "I love to watch you too." And then I realized it wasn't about me.
No.
What was it about?
Okay, so basically I'm reading this book, and there was this research, this study that was done of, these athletes, now in university. And the researchers asked them, like, what was the best thing that your parents said to you as you were going through your training and, developing your skill? And basically they just said the best thing that their parents said to them was, "I love to watch you play soccer," or "I love to watch you play piano," or "I love to watch you, color or draw a picture," or, just "I love to watch you blank, fill in the space."
Right.
So, and this study was done over 3 decades.
So what does that mean for us as parents? Because we have 4, mm-hmm. number 5 coming.
Yeah.
What does that mean for us then?
It means that I can't be like hounding my children to practice their piano to the point where it needs to be perfect all the time. Because it steals the joy out of it for them.
So I love to watch you play piano, mm-hmm. even though in your mind you're thinking it's not perfect.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I love to watch you color even though you've gone outside the lines. Mm-hmm. I love to watch you do math even though... in your mind, you're thinking, the answer's wrong. Doesn't mean we don't correct the behavior or the answer if it's bad. Correction is good and necessary. The statement communicates to the child, "I love you more than your performance. You are more important than what you do. You are first in my heart, your activity is second."
Mm-hmm. As parents, we can encourage our children, but less is more. Like, to not have to, always be criticizing them, because then it steals the joy that they once had in this activity.
Okay, because I think the temptation, at least for me, is to watch my children do an activity and then look for the fault in it and then give them a correction so they can become better. Mm-hmm. Which is good. You want your kids to succeed. But what the study showed is that they really value just simply knowing that mom and dad are just watching, mm-hmm. and that they love to watch. Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Yeah.
No? Well, I still love to watch you. That's it, everyone. Have a great day. God bless.